let's take just a quick look at the book. This is the story. I should say something about this. First time I ever read this, I was reading the Book of Kings and in the monastery. And I was reading it in Latin because everything we did was in Latin except talk, but I mean, the office, our studies, everything. So I read this story for the first time in my life. I was about 20, I guess. And when I came to the part where he went in to the inside and he wept, "Absalom, my son, Absalom, my son, Absalom. If only I had died instead of you. Absalom, my son." Now, I was no theologian or mystic or anything. I was a 22-year-old kid trying to find the back door. And but when I read that, I said, "That's Jesus. Don't you see? He's weeping over the son who has rebelled against him. That's us. And he wants to die for us." Now, David was not given that grace. See, "If only I had died instead of you, Absalom, my son, my son." But I saw the love of Christ anticipated in David. And it was my first understanding of what people mean by the spiritual sense of Scripture. You know, St. Jerome used to say, "Lex gravida Christo." The law is pregnant with Christ. The law is carrying, the law is carrying Christ within it. And it shows itself, manifests itself in a moment like this. This Absalom was out to kill his father and take the throne. And he'd been scheming for months. He had an army and they marched. We just been reading about it, right? And David had to leave Jerusalem and all the rest. But when Absalom was dead, he wept. And not only that, he said, you know, who would grant to me, mi yitendli, who would grant to me that I could die instead of you? That's Jesus. He did that. He died for us. And David is a anticipation of Christ, trying already to give us a sense of how much God loves us. And that's exactly what our Lord did. He died, you see, for us. So that he paid the price. Yes, we die. Lucille died. But we're not separated from God because Jesus died for us. And when it's too exalted for us to get in our little minds, there's God hanging on the cross for us. Well, then look at David and see it in a smaller, you know, proportions maybe, till we get it. Now, this story here is two stories in one. I got to watch my time. St. Mark does this a lot. He starts one story, then he interrupts it with another, then he goes back to the first story. The exegetes call that a sandwich technique, you know. So you have it here. The official came and said, you know, "My little daughter, come quick." And as he was going, that's one story, right? A woman reaches out and touches him in his heel. That's another story, right? That's the sandwich. Now, the fathers of the church, who are so sensitive, say, don't you see what's going on? On the way to heal the Jews, he heals the Gentiles. We're all healed by the work of Jesus Christ. And don't worry, he's going to get to Jairus' house and he's going to raise the Jews. And it will be a marvelous time for the whole universe when the Jews come to their Messiah. But you see how you, if you want to get that kind of stuff, you have to pray. You have to say, Lord, yeah, I'm reading scripture. What does that mean? Penetrate it. You know, I've told you this story before about Honi the circle drawer, right? Everybody could tell me the story by now. I'm going to tell you anyway. Honi was a very holy man. One of the Pharisee type, you know, I mean, he was in that school. He wasn't an enemy of Jesus at all. In fact, it's before Jesus came. And there had been a drought. And, you know, they have the fall rains and the spring rains, right? So now they need the spring rains so they can plant. And it's a drought. And that's serious. Because, you know, they can't pick up the phone and, you know, dial Argentina and say, send us your grain. You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen. So he's praying, and nothing's happening. So finally, he draws a circle in the ground, and he stands in the middle of the circle, and he says, Lord God, King of the universe, I'm not moving from this spot inside this circle until you give us rain. About 3 minutes later, boom, came the rain. But that's a prayer of faith, isn't it? Well, you can do that yourself. Pick up the scriptures and say, I give up. I mean, I've been trying this for years and I don't get anything. Get down, maybe even kneel down, start reading and say, Lord, I'm not moving from this spot until you begin to open this text for me. I have got to know the word of God.